This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, everyone. Shalom Aleichem, Bruchim Abom. We're continuing in Maseches Ksubas Daf HaShavua. Tonight, B'Siyata D'Shmaya, we're learning Ksubas Daf Ayin Amud Beis. Ksubas Daf Ayin Amud Beis. So the Gemara had a kasha. The Mishnah is talking about a woman who made a neder that she's not going to get hana from her husband. And he was mekayemet. So actually, the Mishnah's first case, and that's what we're focusing on, is where the husband took a vow. He's not going to give his wife hana. So he cannot prohibit her in relations because he's contractually obligated to fulfill that chiyuv. But instead he took a vow that he's not going to supply her with mezainos. To which the Gemara asked, well, how could he vow that he's not going to supply her with mezainos? He's committed to feed her from the ksuba. How could he uproot the shibud? So the Gemara ultimately said that he could say, I know I'm obligated to feed you, but you're obligated to give me your earnings. So you keep your earnings, and I won't feed you. So since he could say, keep your earnings and I won't feed you, when he makes a vow, I'm not going to give you pleasure, hana, it's tantamount to him saying, you keep your earnings and I'm not going to feed you. Even though he didn't say, you keep your earnings and I'm not going to feed you, but making a vow that I'm not going to give you benefit is tantamount to that. So Gemara says, well, if that's the case, v'emisa lahadrav huna amarav, if this is true, then the teaching of Rav Huna Amar Rav, the Amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Rav Huna said the name of Rav, the other way around. The same way he could say, you keep your earnings and I'm not going to feed you, she could say, you don't feed me and I'll keep my earnings. Yechoy le'isha shetamra, a woman is able to say, labala, einin ezen senoisa, don't feed me and I won't work for you. So if that's the case, according to Rav Huna Amar Rav, where she could say, you don't support me and I won't give you earnings, any nizainos ve'eni oisa, so technically, she's allowed to keep her earnings. So then why is the halacha kainam sha'ani oisa l'picha, if she makes a neder that she's not, she asers her earnings on him, that vow is not valid. Amai eno tzach l'hafer, we say he doesn't have to annul that vow, because that vow is not valid. But why is that vow not valid? Why don't we say her prohibiting him to get benefit from her earnings is tantamount to her saying, you don't support me and I'll keep my earnings. Lema, why don't we say, since she's able to say, don't feed me and I won't work for you, it should be as if she says to him, I will not feed you and I will not, don't feed me, and I won't give you my earnings. If this logic is true, that making a neder is basically saying, since I'm answering in Hana, I'm doing it in a way that I'm able to, namely, technically speaking, he's obligated to feed her. But there's a way out of him feeding her. How? He could say, you keep your earnings. So if he's making a neder, it's tantamount to him saying, lady, keep your earnings. So why don't we, conversely, say that if a woman says to her husband that you can't get hana from my earnings, why don't we say, well, it's tantamount to her saying that don't feed me and I'll keep my earnings. So clearly this is not a valid logic. The logic does not hold true. Ella, rather, loy tema nasa, don't say that there's an implicit understanding that it's as if he said it. It's talking about a case where he did say it. Not it's as if he said it. We're making an akimta that the case is where he said that I'm answering you bahana because I'm not going to feed you, but don't work for me. In other words, it's talking about a case where he says, you use your earnings for your sustenance. Not that it's as if he said, use your earnings for your sustenance. We'll say the case is talking about where he actually said that. So Gemara says, well, if he actually said that, then why does he have to appoint an administrator to feed her? He already told her that she should use her earnings for her sustenance. Ihachi parnasomali. What do we need the middleman for? Says Gemara, well,
but isn't she the one that has to say it first? Like, she has the right. He doesn't have the right to open that conversation. She's the one that has the ability to open up that conversation. Okay, I don't want to give you my money, then. But he can't just go out and do it first. Now, doesn't she have the right? First time, she doesn't have the right to open that kind of war?
Sounds like he does have the right to say that. Where he could say, look, Chazal awarded me your earnings in lieu of me feeding you, so I'm going to utilize my ability to say thanks but no thanks. I don't want your earnings, but I don't want to feed you either. The Gemara says he does have that right. So Gemara says, if he has the right and he's exercising it, then why does he need a parnes? Says Gemara, bidulay safka, where her earnings will not meet her needs, meaning she's not making enough money to cover her sustenance. So the Gemara says, I bidulay safka, well, if she's not covering her sustenance, then we're back to the drawing board, because he is then meshubed to support her, so how could he make the neder in the first place? Hadar kushin leduchta. The question reverts back to his place. Says Gemara, Amar Ravashi. Ravashi said, he supplies her, her earnings support her for the big things, they don't support her for the small things. Meaning, they support her for her staples, her food, her shelter, her clothing, but doesn't supply her a pair of shoes a week, or different types of, she can't go out to the restaurant and get the latte every day. No, that's not going to work. So she could, it gives her a bowl of cereal in the morning, a scoop of tuna fish for lunch, and then maybe a piece of salmon for supper. But if she wants to live it up, no. It ain't happening. She's not making enough. And that's where he has to supply her. So Gemara says, well, wait a second. What exactly are these luxuries we're talking about? Either Gilu, if she's accustomed to them, Haragilu, she's accustomed to them. So then he wasn't allowed to asser it, and the nether shouldn't be chal. He's obligated to supply it. If she's not accustomed to it, so he's not obligated to supply her, so then why does he have to do so through a parnes? Parnes lamala. Says the Gemara loy tzricha, deregila bebeis nasha. She was accustomed to it when she got married. Excuse me, bebeis nasha. She was accustomed to it, I guess, in her father's house. And then when she got married, v'kamagagala bahadei, she rolled with him. In other words, she was used to having a latte every day. But then when she got married to him, he's drinking water. So she went along with it because she figured, you know, she'll give something up for the marriage. And then what happened was, he assered her. Now that he assered her, so he's not supplying. Now he told her that you keep your earnings, now from now on, you keep your earnings and support yourself. And that he's allowed to do, and he made a nether. And now she says, well, if you're not supporting me, and I'm supporting myself, I want my latte back. Now he's technically not obligated to give that to her, because she already became accustomed without it. But she's not willing to remain accustomed without it, now that he's not supporting her. To Amrale, she says to him, Adu in Adulay Adartan, before you made the nether, Galgilta Bahadach, I rolled with you. Hashda da Adartan, but now that you made this nether, Laymat Sina da Galda Bahadach, I can't roll with you. Meaning, I was never meichelet. I was meichelet if we lived together normally. But now that you're telling me I should use my earnings for my sustenance, okay, you're allowed to do that, but I never had in mind. I never was willing to make concessions in the marriage for these types of circumstances. I was willing to give up when we were living together happily. But now you're asking me in Hana'ah, and technically you could do that because I'm making enough money that I should have basic sustenance. But now that I should give up the luxuries, I only did it when I could live with you normally. But I'm not going to do it anymore. So Gemara says, why can this arrangement work for 30 days and not more? Umayishna ad lamed yoim. Why is this work until 30 days? Ad lamed yoim lo shmiya ba inshi. Up to 30 days, the matter will not be heard by people, v'loy zila ba milsa. And it's not embarrassing for her. She could sort of get away without her friends knowing that they have this strife, that he's telling her, use your own earnings to support yourself for 30 days. And for 30 days, the Parnes will give her the luxuries. Tfei, but more than 30 days, Shmiya ba'inshi, people will hear about Vazila ba'milsa, and it's embarrassing to her. So this is the first answer of the Gemara. The first answer of the Gemara is, he says, Tse'ei masiyadecha b'mezoinesecha. Why do I need a Parnes? For small things that she used to be accustomed to. She gave up when she married him. Now she's not willing to give up anymore. He's technically not obligated to give it to her so that the nether is chal, but he does have to supply her through a third party. Ibo Yisema, second answer. Shehidira k'shiarusa. He made a nether. I'm not going to feed you. He's meshubet. No, he did it before he became meshubet. He made the nether when she was Narusa. So Gemara asks, if that's the case, why do we need a parnes? Arusa mi yisal mezoini? Does Narusa get sustenance? Says Gemara, shehigi ezman v'lay nesai. Because the time came and he didn't get married. You know what the case is? She's an Arusa. And as an Arusa, he's not obligated yet to support her. However, they set the date of the marriage. And we learned that when you set a date for marriage, and the date comes and he doesn't marry her on that date, from then on he's obligated to support her. So what happened was, he made the neder when she was an Arusa. And then what happened is, the time came and he didn't marry her. The tnan higiyazman v'loy nisai. The time came and he didn't marry her. Oichlis mishalai. She could eat from his estate. Va'oichlis v'chuma. She could eat chuma. Now, Rashi points out a big chiddush. That if you set a date for marriage and he doesn't marry her, you're not meshubatur medaraisa. Therefore, the neder is chal. Because violating a neder is an isadaraisa. And midrabanan, you're obligated to feed her. And in that case, he made a neder, and then the time came, and now he's rabbinically obligated to feed her. And the chiyuv of feeding her midrabanan is not oikar the neder, which is daraisa, which is a chiddush. Many rishonim don't agree with that. Many rishonim say it's very nice you made a neder that biblically prohibits you from feeding her, but you still have rabbinic obligation to feed her. But Rashi learns that the chiyuv of the rabbanan to feed her cannot uproot the neder daraisa, but he still has to support her, so he does it through a parnes. And why do you do it 30 days? Umayishna ad shloshim yom. Ad shloshim yom avid shliach shluchusei. For 30 days, a shliach will fulfill the shlichas. Tfei loy avid shliach shluchusei. For more than 30 days, he's not going to fulfill the shlichas. V'yibayisem, a third answer. Kshehidira kshearusa, he made she made the nether, he made the nether when she was in Arusa. Now Veniseis. And then she did Nisuin. But the nether was already Chal. So even though now technically he's obligated to feed her, the nether was Chal when she was in Arusa. Ay, Niseis. Then why is the halacha Hasavra v'kibla? She was aware that there was another that he's not going to feed her, and she agreed to marry him anyway. So if she agreed to marry him anyway, she's Michael the food. She's Michael the food. Why does he have to support her? The answer is Hasavra v'kibla. Says Gemara, the Amar Kiswar Nishani Chayla Kabla Achshavinani Chayla Kabla. She says, look, I married him because I thought I would be able to withstand and sort of bear the situation. And now I realize, no, I can't tolerate it. She thought she would be able to, but now she's able to demand food because she realizes she can't handle the situation. Says Gemara, Emar, da aminon hachi gabe mumin. When do we say such a thing? By a mum. Eimer de Amrinon Hachi, when do we say such a thing? That's by a mum. When could a woman say that I thought I would be able to tolerate him and I can't? That's, let's say he has a 4-foot nose. So she likes everything about him. He's a nice guy. He's responsible. They get along. The only thing is he has a nose 4 feet long. So she says, okay, that should be the worst problem. Then they get married. He pasha can't fit through the door. She said, I can't tolerate this. You know, I try to feed him soup. He can't even eat it because the nose is just so long. So she says, I can't take him. So the rabbi said, what do you mean you married him? You saw what he looked like. He wasn't hiding anything from you. So she says, I thought I'd be able to tolerate it. I can't tolerate it. That's only by a mum do we say, she could say, I thought I could tolerate it, but I can't. But regarding food, she knows exactly what this entails. He's not going to be able to feed her. And if she accepted the marriage, so then it should stand. It says, it's clear, like we learned originally in the first two answers. Okay. So now we come to an interesting sugya, because the Gemara says that he is asur to give her hana. So what does he do? He appoints a shliach. What do you mean he appoints a shliach? The shliach is doing his bidding. So if he's not to give her hana, how could he give her hana through a shliach? Says Gemara, at shlishim yom yamid parnis. Says Gemara, parnis lav shluchusei ka'avid. The parnis is not doing his shlichus. Rav Huna said, ba'oimer, where he says, kol hazan einoy mafsid. He doesn't specifically appoint anyone to feed her. He sort of makes a general announcement. Anyone who feeds her won't lose out. You know, what does that mean, won't lose out? Meaning I'm going to pay you. But he, like Nishtoiv Shabbos Garet. But anyone who feeds her won't lose out. Does that mean you're going to pay? Well, Nishtoiv Neder Garet. I can't say. But that's the obviously what he means. Says Gemara, V'chiyamar ha'chilav shichusei kavet. And if he says this, the shliach is not doing his shlichos. But now we learned in the Mishnah, Misha Yemushlach Babar. Let's say a guy's thrown in a pit. And he's going to die. And he wants someone to write a get for him. He doesn't know who they are. He can't see them. And he says, he says, whoever hears my voice should write a get for his wife. A guy walking by could write it and give it. Even though he didn't appoint anyone, he just said, anyone who hears my voice should write and give the get. So and they can. That means they're a shliach. They're a shliach, then kol hazon enoy hifsid is also shlichas. if it's good enough to appoint someone to write a get, then how could you just say whoever supports her won't lose out? That should be shlichus. So Gemara says, no, it's a very different expression. Because he says, anyone who listens to me, write the get. But he didn't say, in this case, the one who supports won't lose out. He says, kol hazan, hachi hashta, hasam kamar yichtaiv. The guy in the pit, he says, write it. Hachami kamar yazan, he doesn't say, feed her. He says, kol hazan, anyone who feeds her. So he's doesn't use any language at all that denotes he's telling someone to do it. He just says anyone who does it won't lose out. But by the get, he says anyone who hears me, write the get. He doesn't say anyone who writes the get won't lose out. I Sigmar asked for Amar Rabami. Rabami said, "Bedaleka, if there's a fire on Shabbos, he tiru loymer." The Chachamim allowed someone to say, "Kol hamechabe inoy mafsid." Anyone who puts out the fire won't lose out. That implies it's a special dispensation by a fire. Bedaleka by a fire lamute mai. What does it come to exclude? Lav lamute ki hai gavna. Isn't it excluding the following scenario? That only by a fire you could say kol ha mechabe enoy mafsid, but you can't say kol hazan enoy mafsid. So Gemara says, no, it's not coming to exclude the case of someone who makes a neder. It's coming to exclude other isurim of Shabbos. You're allowed to put out a fire to such a command kol ha mechabe enoy mafsid, but other malachas on Shabbos you can't. Lemute shar isurim de Shabbos, but to, if someone made a neder, you're allowed to say, kol hazan eino mafsid. Fine. Vait, Masav Rabba. Rabba asked, hamudar haname chaveroi. Let's say Shimon took a neder, he's not going to get hana from Reuven. No, I'm sorry. Hamudar haname chaveroi. One who is usher in a neder from his friend. Ve'en lo ma yoichal. And he doesn't have what to eat. Meaning, Reuven took a neder. Shimon, you can't get hana from me. And now Shimon has nothing to eat. So, and Reuven feels bad. Yelech eitzel chen v'ni haragalatza. Reuven could go to his friendly storekeeper. V'amar loy, look, ish ploini mudar hana v'ni. Pliny can't get enough from me. I don't know what to do for him. Who knows? The storekeeper could supply Shemain. And then collect money from Reuven. So in an unspoken arrangement, Reuven says, look, this guy can't get enough from me. Do me a favor. You know, basically, I don't know what to do. So the storekeeper knows Reuven is an honest customer. The storekeeper supplies Shemain, and then he charges Reuven's credit card. Here it's permitted. Because he says, I don't know what to do for him. He doesn't say, you're not going to lose out. He says, I don't know what to do for him. Figure it out on your own. Only this is permitted. But you can say, anyone who feeds him won't lose out. Says Gemara, no, you could. Loi mi boi kamar. That goes without saying. Loi mi boi kalazan ena mafsid. Not, it goes without saying if you say anyone who feeds doesn't lose out. Dila alma kamar. You're talking to the Welt Arayin. You're talking to the world. You're not talking to anyone specific. Not talking to anyone specific. Of course you could say. That goes without saying that you could say kalhazan ena mafsid. Because you're not even talking to anyone. But in the case of the storekeeper, you're talking to him. So you would think you're not allowed to do that. That's like directly addressing someone to go against the nether. Aval hai kiven deragalatzlai. This storekeeper, you frequent him. V'ka'azal kamarle. And you go and you talk to him. Command to amarle. It's like you said to him, zilv havle es dummy. command Amarle Zil Havle as dummy, go give him the money. Kamash Malan, they allow to. Gufa. We just said above. Hamudar Hana Mechaver. Shimon is also Hana from Reuven. Reuven made an eder. Shimon can't get Hana. Ve'in lo'ma yachal. Shimon has nothing to eat. Ha'ilach le'itzel chenveni. Reuven could go to the storekeeper. Haragalatzle that he's familiar with. Ormelai. He says, Ish pleni mudar Hana me'meni. Ve'in yadea ma'esla. I don't know what to do for him. Hu noisin la uba. Hu noisin la. The storekeeper gives Shimon. Uba v'noito mizani. Takes from Reuven. Or let's say, Shimon's building a house. Basically, live nice. Shimon's building a house. Ugederoi ligdar, or he's making a fence. Vesadei ligdar, harvesting a field. Hoylech eitzel, and he doesn't have enough help. And Reuven wants to help him out. So what does he do? Hoylech eitzel poilen haragilen etzel. He goes to workers that he frequently works with. But Oymelan, he says, look, ish ployni mudar hanamimani. Ployni can't get enough from me. Veni yedei ma'esel, I don't know what to do for him. So hein oisanimai, the workers will help him. Uban renoitlin schar mizan, they charge the credit card of Reuven. Hayu mahalchim adarach. Let's say they're going on the road. Ve'eni imai ma yoichal, and Shimon doesn't have what to eat. And Shimon is asr bahana and Reuven. But Reuven wants to help him out. So noisin la'acher l'shamatana. What Reuven could do is he could give a gift to a third party. Vahala noitel v'oichel, and Shimon comes and he takes and he eats. Umotr, it's permitted, because technically he's not getting hana from Reuven. Reuven already gave it as a gift to a third party. But ve'enein shamacher, if there is no third party, maniach agave sela, what Reuven could do is he could put the food on a stone, ay agave hagether on a fence. V'omer, and he says, harehin mufkarim l'chom yishayachbaitz. They're hefker to anyone who wants. V'halon noita, and the other guy takes it, v'oichal, and he eats it, umutter, and it's permitted. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi Oisa, Rabbi Yossi says it's usher to do that. Amar Rava, Rava said, my time at Rabbi Yossi. What's the reason of Rabbi Yossi? Misham Maisa, the Beis Chayrein, because of the story of Beis Chayrein. Which the story of Beis Chayrein was basically where it was clear that it was a scam to get around the nether. And the story goes like this. Basically, there was a man who his son was getting married and his father was asr b'hana from him. So what the father, the chassam, wanted to do so that the grandfather could come to the wedding is he gave the wedding hall to someone else in order that, he says, my father could come. So the guy said, oh, you're giving it to me? I'm makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash. So the guy says, what? You're makdish it to the Beis HaMikdash? I didn't give it to you to be makdish to the Beis HaMikdash. I only gave it to you so my father could come to the wedding. So the Gemara says that was not a valid plan because he articulated that he's only giving it to the guy so his father could get benefit from it. So It's too explicitly flying in the face of the nether. You're like trying to circumvent the nether without being discreet about it. So Rabbi Yossi says, in this case, all these options, giving it to a third party and so forth, or making it hefker, it's too explicit. Even though you're not saying I'm only doing this so he could get benefit from it. So it's not like you're drawing attention to the scam, but it's almost like you are, like the case of Maisa de Beis Chayrein. Okay, Rabbi Yossi, have a great night. Great to see you. Sleep well. Kol tov, everyone. Good night, good night.
Thank you, Rabbi.
Thank you. Thank you for coming. Shkayach.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.